Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters, the show that features 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as Deborah Hartnett, CEO of Deborah Hartnett International and founder of The Professional Black Woman, showcase the triumphant journeys of these powerful sisters. You will be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278. Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.wealthysisters.com, where the show can be heard 24 hours a day. And now your host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by The Professional Black Woman. You can visit us at www.thepbw.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of 6- and 7-figure earning women of color. Our purpose is twofold. First, to inspire and encourage you, the listening audience, and second, to edify, promote, and acknowledge, or just say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., on the Blog Talk Worldwide Network. Today is Monday, March 8, 2010, and I hope you are as excited about your future as I am. We are here every week at the same time, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so go and spread the word now. You know we are celebrating Women's History Month, and last week we talked about it, and we got a lot of good feedback, so we're going to mention it again. You know, James Brown said it best now. He said, it's a man's world. Yes. But it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. So we are here to celebrate, and I cannot think of a better way to do that with Wealthy Sisters today. And within 11 days, the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, which is March 19th and 20th. Now, we're going to talk about that a little later. But before we go any further, you know what we've got to say. Here it is. This is our slogan. We started at the first of the year. Come on, say it with me. We're going to do it two times now to get it right. Here's the 2010, the best year ever. Now, that's our slogan. Now, say it. We're going to wear it out. Here's to 2010, the best year ever. We all stand and agree on that together. Now, we call this show, the rest of the month of March, the heavy hitter month. This is the heavy hitter double portion because, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, you want to go and get your notepads, get your pens, grab it, get it all because today, I'm telling you, we are on a mission with Deborah Hartnett International, with our brands, Wealthy Sisters, The Professional Black Woman, and the Winter Summit Conference and Expo. We are on a mission to properly arm and equip you for the battle of business. And there are proven strategies and systems of winning. And we have aligned ourselves with those who use them. And I can tell you today, our guest is truly a documented user of the systems of business. She is an awesome entrepreneur, Dr. Tracy Lynn. So I want you to go tell everybody, dial 347-838-9278, or they can listen live or catch us the 24/7 replay at www.wealthysisters, that's SISTAS.com. And you can even find us, Deborah Hartnett, on Facebook or Twitter. So tune in now. Now, let's just listen to this awesome resume of Dr. Lynn. She is an award-winning entrepreneur, internationally renowned motivational speaker, an author, a wife, a mother, evangelist, and a talk show host. Come on now, Dr. Lynn is often referred to as a success coach. She has inspired thousands upon thousands to pursue their dreams and to reach past their fears, not trying to hold you back, not trying to keep you down, but to pursue your dreams and to move past your fears and comfort zones to live the life that we have envisioned. Profoundly wise and an exceptional motivator, Dr. Lynn encourages you to think in extraordinary ways and to dare to take control of your life and launch it into bold new directions. Her undergraduate and graduate work is in business and religion. Her doctorate degree is in theology. Now, Tracy Lynn was the recipient of 4 prestigious awards, the Madam C.J. Walker Award for Entrepreneur Excellence, the University of Pennsylvania's Carrier of Hope Award for her community service, the Spirit of Greatness Award for outstanding leadership in business, and the Network Network Journal's 2002 25 Most Influential Women in Business. And we're going to add to that the Winner's Summit Legends Award. She's been featured on Good Morning America, Essence Magazine, Black Enterprise, and she is the founder of Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, and she owns several franchises of Rita franchises. So with all that said, after this short break, we will be back with none other than the fabulous, dynamic Dr. Tracy Lynn.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permal Coast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Well, we are back live on Wealthy Sisters. This is Deborah Hartnett, and it is our pleasure to introduce to you today Dr. Tracy Lynn. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters, Dr. Lynn.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Deborah, for having me. I am excited about being here with you today. Yes, indeed. God is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And we are just, this is just a privilege and a pleasure. Now, first of all, I just want to extend my, just to say thank you for everything that you've done, you know, and building your business, the awesome examples that you set for all of us. And just to thank you for just sowing seeds into what we are doing here at Wealthy Sisters. So we are honored to have you back today.
Thank you so much for having me, and I wouldn't be any other place but right here with you right now. So glad to be here.
Well, you know, we like to get right into it here on Wealthy Sisters. We love the truth, and we know you are the one to tell it to us today. So just tell us how you're doing today, and what is the word, because I know you're full of it. What is the word for today for business owners?
The word for today is endurance. That is the word for today. Can you endure all the way to the end? Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Life will pay you any price that you ask, but first it's going to test you to see how bad you want it. Success is free, but it's going to cost you something. Now, life is going to pay you. What are you asking from life? What are you asking life to do for you? What dreams do you have that you want fulfilled? Life will pay you any price. Is it $1 million? Do you want to be one of the six-figure earning sisters on this program? Seven-figure earning sisters, thank the good Lord. Eight earning. What is it that you want to do? Now, we're going to get beyond what your belief is, because a lot of times we can't even see beyond our current paycheck that ain't even a five-figure good paycheck. So we're talking about seeing beyond, seeing the you that God created, not seeing the you that works on that job every day. So I'm talking to the you that God created. So to that you, life will pay you any price, but it's going to test you. Do you have the endurance to go all the way? Life is going to happen. You're going to be right moving along at the speed of light, and something is going to come. Somebody's going to come with something negative. A situation is going to come right then when you're right about to grab it. That's life. That's when you say it's not time to retreat, but go forward, because that's life. That's right there when you're on the verge of the biggest breakthrough you've ever seen. Everything that could try to come to stop you, all stops are being pulled out right then and there. And do you have the endurance to go all the way? See, what we do is get caught up in the excitement of it all. Oh, we get excited about a thing. Oh, I'm excited to be here. Yeah, we do get excited. But see, excitement doesn't last.
Right.
Doesn't last, because the excitement goes only when there's a big group and there's some noise being made. People are listening right now, and they're starting to tingle and feel it. Woo, I'm excited. But see,
they want
to
flip.
Exactly. See, but then you got to move from that. See, excitement then needs to move to enthusiasm. See, that's when you're going to still do it past everybody else being around watching you. Past the excitement, because that deals with the thing that's down inside of you, that passion part. And then you go down to commitment and endurance. That's when you still do that thing with tears in your eyes. That's when you still do that thing that you were called to do that gave you that same tingle, that same excitement. That's when you move to endurance, because no matter what, with tears in your eyes, and let me talk to all the folks out there that want to be seven-figure earners. Can I talk to you for 1 minute?
Please,
if you think
come
you're
going
to do something and you're not going to have some tears in your eyes sometimes while you're doing it, you're thinking wrong. You're thinking wrong. If you think that God has just totally paved the way and it's all made of gold, the streets are paved with gold and pearls, wake up, because you ain't in heaven yet. Okay, down here, it's not going to be like that. However, if God is for you, who in the world can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What did I say, Deborah? I said form. Didn't say the weapon wasn't going to form. It's going to form.
Right.
But
right.
It's not going to prosper. What happens is the weapon forms and we retreat. We back up. Instead
and then
of
we blame
forward.
It on God. We say, well, maybe he didn't really mean for us because it can't be this difficult.
You know what? That's what that whole group says. That's what that group says. It's a whole group of folk in the church and out that says, you know what? No, that ain't what God wanted for me because it wouldn't be that difficult.
Mm-hmm,
you better read the book of Numbers. When they had to go in and possess the promised land, there were giants over there. What you think? No. It's not. It is already paved out and mapped out for you to do it, but you're going to have to fight your way through it. People are not ready to fight, but it's a whole group of other folk that you can line up with who ain't ready to fight either. See, that's why there is a small group of people, 5% of people who retire financially free. 5% of the people are wealthy. That's it. 3 to 5%. Why? Because they're the fighters. They're the ones that's willing to go with the tears in your eyes, willing to fight. When no matter what comes, you still going to keep it moving. You're going to have endurance is the word for today.
Endurance. Now, man, okay. The endurance.
Mm-hmm.
The endurance. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you all out there, but I forget I'm doing a show. I gotta come back here because this is good. This is awesome. Endurance. What do you think a person is born with that, Dr. Lynn, or can someone create? Do you have to have it to? You know, is it a point that a person needs to face and to say, "I don't have it," which is endurance, or do you think a person can develop that? Or do you want to answer that?
I do want to answer that. I think it's developed. Mm-hmm. I think we all, Deborah, we are all brought here. We're all born here, no matter what your religious beliefs and background is. We are all born and created for a reason. Why else would you be here taking up space if you weren't? We all came here to do something great for God. That's a fact, which means that we all have that same potential to do great things. It's a fact. We're born with it. But this is what happens, Deborah. The world and something called life comes in and beats up on us. It constantly comes in to challenge that in you, to say, well, you sure it's there? Are you sure you even have it? You know, last time when I was on a call with you, I was talking about, you know, the movie The Great Debaters, and lo and behold, it was on again last night. And one of the things that the professor said when he was helping the students, he was telling them about the Willie Lynch methods. And the Willie Lynch methods, he was a ruthless slave owner in the West Indies, and the Virginia slave owners were having problems with their slaves. So they called for Mr. Lynch to teach them their methods. His methods were diabolical. What were they? Keep the body. Keep you working on that job, but take the mind. Make you constantly dependent upon that system that you're in now that hands you that paycheck for your wages when you're really not even getting paid for your value. You're only getting paid for the time that you're sitting there and whatever you do give, but you're not really being paid for that true value of who you are. You know that. That's why people get restless. That's why people want to start a business, because they're not getting paid what they know that they're worth. So one of the things he said is that he came to help them find, get back, and keep their righteous mind, that mind that God has already put in you from the beginning to let you know that you can accomplish the great things he set inside of you to do. So what am I saying? I'm saying it has to be developed. Courage is what it is. Courage has to be developed. You know what I love about my name, Tracy? You know what I love about that name?
What?
That name means courage. Tracy means courage. So when anybody calls me, they're calling me, hey, Tracy, hey, courage. Come here, courage. Come here. Can you take this courage? Come here, courage. Take courage. Courage. Constantly speaking to me to have courage. So thank God that my very name means to take courage. So you got to have somebody in your life speaking courage to you. Constantly speaking what you can do. And you know what you need to have? You need to have folk around you, you know, like Popeye. I always think about Popeye. I thank God for my spinach people. People who know that when I'm right there at that point, they need to pop that can of spinach for me.
Yes,
you gotta have can-popping spinach people around you. See, the problem is folks got folk around them, and all they do is drain from you.
Yes.
You need people in
yes.
your life who add and multiply. Stop hanging around
yes.
people who subtract and divide from you.
Yes.
Because what
yes.
does it do? It does not encourage you to do and be and have all that God has called you to do, be, and have. So it can be developed, which means that the first time that you get through your trouble, you got to ask yourself, now, wait a minute, do I retreat or do I go forth? And how do you answer that? Well, what did God say? Was the promise up ahead? Then that means that I keep moving. And a lot of times it's right there that we retreat. Then we start talking about, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and stay on this job. I'm going to go ahead and do my business thing. I'm going to do it. I believe that God called me to do that and everything, but I know he wants me to wait until I retire. I'm going to go ahead and put in my 30 years, get my gold watch. I'm going to go ahead and retire. Then I'm going to do it. Then the kids will be grown. Then I'm going to have some time. Then by that time you're sleeping and you're taking Geritol. I mean, what?
And then you're tired. Right.
That's what I said.
Right.
You got to take – you're sleeping. You're tired.
Right.
You
right.
got to do it
right.
Now is the time. Now is the time. What's your slogan again? This 2010,
here's
what you
the
say?
2010, the best year ever. Here's
the best 2010, year
the best
ever.
Year ever.
And
that's
guess
right.
what? This is the best. The best is yet to come. Your listeners right
yes.
now haven't even seen the best yet. And I believe with you 100% that this is going to be the best year ever because the best is still yet to come.
Yes.
Yet to come.
Yes.
So we can
yes.
they can develop it. You know how else they develop it, Deborah? They get their spiritual muscles. They get their fighting muscles by what? By listening to this broadcast. See,
mm-hmm.
this helps them pump those muscles. You're not
mm-hmm.
gonna get any muscles unless you pumping some iron. You gotta be lifting mm-hmm. some kind of weight. You gotta be doing something. So you start by this. Start by hearing this word, listening to this broadcast. You're coming out to your summit. You see, that's how you start to eat some spinach. And then you find out, you know what, I should have been eating this spinach a long time ago.
Mm-hmm,
but you know
mm-hmm.
what, God can redeem that time. You just start eating that spinach and start moving
mm-hmm.
in the direction of commitment and endurance, and you'll get there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Moving, keep it moving. Now,
keep it moving.
I love what you talked about with the name because we know in a name is everything. So for
yeah.
us naming children, if
yeah.
your name, so I know people who have found out what their names meant and they legally changed their name because
did.
It did not mean anything
mm-hmm.
of any virtue or
right.
anything that was of value.
That's
so
right.
so how important is that, you know, that name to you to really hearing that, like you said, this courage, Tracy, courage. How? What do you suggest that people do, you know, as far as their names are concerned?
As far as
you
their
think
names,
they need to figure out what it means? They need to figure out
they need
what
to.
The name
they need,
means?
Yep, you can go right in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You go to those little places in the mall. I've gone to so many of those kind of places because I wanted, you know, when I heard it first and I saw somebody write it out, it was
mm-hmm.
courage, and then I went to another little place and got it on the mug, and it was the same thing. And then I looked
mm-hmm.
it up myself, and it was the same thing. Yeah, see what your name is. See
mm-hmm.
see what your name is. But you know what? Start going around people who only are in a group of other successful people. Because even whatever your name means, maybe I know somebody whose name is, you know, Egypt. Egypt is bondage, you know. So even
right.
if it's not even about, at that point, you know, you may not want to change your name. Start hanging around folks who understand the new name. You know, your
right.
your new name in terms of successful. Your new name in
right.
terms of I'm going to make it happen. Your new name in terms of getting it done. You know, I was at a church. It was a small church. And, they came around and said, well, tell us what you're doing this year in the church. And I said, well, I'm on the GID committee. And the pastor and everybody's like, the GID committee? What is that? I just named it. I said, it's called the Getting It Done Committee. They fell out. And that's been my name. And that was like 10 years ago. Every time people see me, you still on the GID committee? Getting it
Amen.
Done. Still on the GID committee. So you see how your actions will line up and create a new name for you. Oh,
yes,
you know what? Right
yes.
there, I can't remember her name, but that's just a successful. She always get yeah. Her name yeah. What's her name? I don't know, but she's successful. That's your name.
Yes.
Oh, she
yes.
getting it done. Let me tell you something. She can handle some stuff. She can endure. I know she got turned down for this. She got turned down
yes.
for that. You know, I got turned
yes.
down for every loan that I tried to get for my readers, and all of my readers are debt free today. $250,000 got turned down for each one of those loans, but still made it happen. Why? I'm on the GID committee. I'm gonna get it done. If God said there was a way, just because the bank said they weren't going to do it, what does that have to do with what God promised? Come on,
Ooh,
people,
come
what
on.
Does that have to do with anything? Let me sit down. Let me sit down.
No, don't.
Sit down.
Ooh, don't
no,
sit down.
Sit down.
Stay standing. Ooh,
no.
Lord.
I got to take a breath. You should see me in here. You can see. I wish we had one of them Skype things or something. Because I tell you, woo, you don't want to see how I'm carrying on in this place. So I'm going to have to lay back and take a breath, because what does that have to do with anything? I was just thinking about that today at my bank, how the same bank I'm at right now, how they turn me down for every loan. Now when I walk in there, they come to open the door. How you doing?
Oh, Dr. Megan. Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh,
so that's the part we got to endure.
Exactly. You got to endure.
That's the part we got to endure
now.
To get to that part. To get to that. We got to endure. We got to endure to that part.
Yes.
Now, the friends, the circles, because, you know, we talk about that a lot here on Wealthy Sisters, and everything that we do, we talk about that. Promoting. That's like you said, and I'm glad you mentioned the broadcast. I'm so grateful you talked about the summit, and we'll talk about that more towards the end. But that's why we create this environment, because we know success lives in this environment. But how do we start to separate ourselves from those environments that we're so used to being close to, our friends who I mean, they might even be a business partner, and but they're not stretching, and you know it, and it's a strain. And how do we move beyond that of, oh, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, or this has been my person, or this is my family member, you know? How do we do that?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You're not going to do it without being talked about. But how about this? You're going to be talked about anyway. So you're going to talk about me. I'm at least going to be doing what God called me to do, and I'm going to have some money in my pocket. So I think I'll be all right. I will be all right. I had a cousin, and we used to talk every day, every day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped talking to my cousin. Why? Because she wasn't going anywhere. Conversation got more negative, more negative, more negative. And I realized right then, I was on the verge of buying my first franchise, and she was not for it. She was against it, constantly talking against it. But I knew that I couldn't even explain to you why. I just knew that this was something God wanted me to do. I had this vision of this particular franchise for years, even past my family, my mother and husband telling me, don't do it. You know, this ain't, don't do it. But I held on to the paperwork. I wouldn't even let them throw the paperwork away because I knew I had a connection to it. And then I got close to it. Family got on board with it. And it was getting time. But this particular family member didn't get on board. And I remember seeing my family member recently at an event, and they said, I ain't never met anybody who divorced their cousin. And we laughed about it, but it was the truth. I did.
It was the truth.
I did divorce that family member. Why? Because I could not have that negativity in my ear. Your friends will either lead you to your destiny or they will take you away from your destiny just by the company you keep, because an environment is a funny thing. See, it's nature versus nurture right there. Nature versus nurture. And the nature of a man is negative. Hello. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's the nature. So in an environment, when you're dealing with nothing but nature, you're talking about somebody being negative all the time and putting that out there on you and your positive self, you're eventually going to be negative. But then this is what happens. When you're in an environment that nurtures, like this environment we're talking about right now, you and I right now, Deborah, are in a very healthy environment. Wealthy Sisters, this show right now is a very healthy environment. Those people who are going to call in with questions, only call if you want to be in this environment. Because let me tell you what you can call. So when negative people call, they're going to say, but see, you don't understand my situation. Let me tell you something. No. You don't understand my situation. So wait a minute, my situation. Listen, no, let's make a truce. White flag, we all got a story. So now what else you got? What else you got?
Right.
Because we all got a story. Now what else you got? Oh, no, but you were born with, I was born with what? I was born with what now? What did I come here with that you didn't come? No, tell me about this money that I had that we didn't have.
You were falling. Right.
So no. See, in this environment, we're not coming here with excuses. Mm-hmm. Excuses don't live in this environment, not in a nurturing environment. That's why I'm very careful. Even now, listen to this. My mother, who is the best friend I could ever have, who loves me and my biggest encourager and support system, nurtures me, but I have to be careful that she doesn't nurture me not to do anything. Because as a parent, don't push yourself that hard. Trace, calm down now. I don't want you to get sick.
Right.
See, that's that nurture, but it's also giving me a way out.
Right,
so I'm very careful,
right.
Even in what I say I'm doing, or I just say what I am going to do. And then it's just the support, because the support system is there. So you always got to get to that nurturing environment where people are going to, where people are going to tell you what you can do. But let me tell you what you can't do. You can't bring all that nature stuff in a nurture environment, because we're not going for it. Because because guess what? We'll let you call. We'll let you tell you all of that, but you're going to hang up in that same situation and same predicament. And then you're going to say, see, it didn't even help me. You know what? People argue for their limitations. You get to keep them.
You get to keep them.
A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Opinion still. That's right.
Les Brown told me that over and over.
That's right.
So if we cannot get you into the nurture side to move yourself to the next level, what are we doing? Because you're just going to bring that same nature into a nurturing environment. So you got to say, you know what? I had somebody tell me, Deborah, I had somebody say, you know what? I realized by being in business with you, they were in Tracy Lynn Jewelry, and they said, you know what? I have found that I can be very negative. Wow, that was explosive, because it was the truth.
Wow. But it was a revelation.
How are you going to confront unless you at least admit? And you can't confront what you can't see. So they saw that and have been one of the top people ever since. One of my top people, because they had to acknowledge that. They had to acknowledge that. And then we can begin the process of doing big, great things for God. Big, great things for God. We think too small. We ask for stuff too small. We limit ourselves to be so small. And I'm not going to play second fiddle to make you feel better. Can't do it. Time is too short.
That's a revolutionary thought. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because what you get is that, oh, you know what? They think they this. They think they that.
Don't be too much now. Don't make people feel bad. Just getting over people. You said that the last time. When we can get over people.
Get delivered from people. Come on.
Yes.
That's what I said. Get delivered.
That's the key word. That's right.
That's what I said. Get delivered.
Because we can move past,
but you got to get delivered. Because until you get that out your system, get that nature out your system, how do you get delivered from that? You keep going back to that because you want to, like you said earlier, you want to keep making everybody happy. So you let these same people in your space. So let me tell you about the people who are in your space and you don't know what to do. Stop talking to them so much. Don't indulge them in those conversations. You see them calling on the call ID. You know the time of day. You're on your way to work. You don't want to hear that. Do you know that there was some, I made some absolute choices. Like there were some negative people that I knew in some negative situations. I made a choice not to bring that into my 2010. Somebody wanted to come visit with me and talk to me about somebody who was just the most negative thing I, you know, person I had experienced. Why do I need to discuss that in 2010? If this is going to be the best year that we've ever had, if the best is yet to come, why am I bringing 2009 and earlier stuff into my 2010?
Right.
Not going to do it.
That makes sense. Well, we are here live, I mean, with the powerhouse. If you don't feel this energy, just go on and forget it now. Forget it, because we got none other than Dr. Tracy Lynn, the super Tracy Lynn on the line. We are going to take a short break, come right back. If you've got questions, because she is ready and willing to answer them right now. This is the time to dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 so that we know that you'd like to ask your question. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Deborah Hartnett International, helping you design your future. We are business development consultants, your one-stop source for starting or enhancing your business. Our team of professionals are among the best in the country. Our services range from establishing your corporation to developing and executing your branding strategy, to website design and promotion. We even help you with establishing your business credit. Visit us today at www.deborahhartnett.com to view a full list of services, or call toll-free 800-493-0339. Mention this ad and receive a 15% discount off our gold package.
We are back live here on Wealthy Sisters with our very special guest, Dr. Tracy Lynn. She is also the recipient of the Legends Award for the Winter Summit Conference and Expo, which will be held next weekend, y'all. That's March 19th and 20th at the Baltimore Hyatt Harbor Regency. You want to be there, I'm telling you, go to website www.thewintersummit.com. Now, if you've got any questions, please dial 347-838-9278. Press 1 on your phone so that we know that you have a question for Dr. Lynn. All right, Dr. Lynn, so we are back, and you were talking about the friends and breaking that cycle and moving forward. You know, that's the word of the day is endurance and being able to endure to get to the next level. So you talked about the spinach people, you know, finding those people around you that can build you up and pop that can of spinach when you feel your I guess your gas tank going down on E. You need to be recharged. Being around people that will do that for you and not drain you. What can you give us two other things that we need to be successful in business or even to begin to make a profit in business and stop running it as a hobby?
And stop running it as a hustle. How about that?
No, a hustle.
Every day
we're hustling, right.
Right. So, you know, that's so common even in our culture. Oh, yeah, get your hustle on. You better hustle. Hustle is not long-term profit. You know, a business is long-term profit. A business is when you don't even have to be there and it's still running. A business is, you know, having something going for you and you're not always there having to spin that wheel to make it work, to make a profit. You know, that's why I was attracted to the franchise for me, because that was teaching me the principles of a system, the system in business, so that whether I was there or not, that business is still going. You know, we're opening our stores right now, and they are going, and I'm sitting here on the phone with you, and yet they're still making sales. So that's what you call a business, and that's how you move through. And a lot of people don't move from that hobby stage to the business stage is because of fear, because somebody else told them how somebody else failed, that somebody else started the business, they had something similar to it, and there was no demand out there, and they left their job, then they lost their car. So we hear all those horror negative stories. You know, it's not that those kind of stories don't have their place, but if you hear it in the right environment, because then you get the whole truth behind it. Yes, that did happen to Susie Q, because Susie Q didn't have a business plan. She just had an idea. She wanted to do it. She went out there. She didn't plan properly financially. She didn't execute it. She didn't understand branding. She didn't understand marketing. And she didn't talk. She didn't listen to any motivational tapes. She didn't align herself with successful people. So that's why Susie Q failed. But you, on the other hand, moving from a hobby or trying to get out the hustle stage, well, how do you know you're in a hustle stage? Well, you ain't paying taxes. That's how you know you're in a hustle stage.
That's one way. You're not paying taxes.
Right, right. So that answers that right there.
Maybe under the table. Don't even know that it's great tax advantages as a business owner. You don't have to do all that.
But you hustling, so you ain't paying taxes. So that's how you know. So now you're legitimately established. You want to do a business, and you need to be in the environment of business. So that's why even for me, like I said, the last time, why I have, the Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry is because I was teaching people entrepreneurship. I mean, it's a process. I said teaching because you really have to be taught entrepreneurship. It's not corporate America where they already have it all laid out for you. You have to learn how to work a system. So I want everybody to say that with me. Say system. All right,
system.
Y'all. Thank you. That's what they said. They said it out there. See, that's why I love the people. I tell you, I love the people because I know they were out there at work whispering, system, system, because they right at their desk and tell us, system. Yes, because you need to have a system, and systems create winners. So you need to have a business system, a system of your books, a system of your product, your system of your inventory, a system for doing business. That's what, Deborah, attracted me to the franchises, because I had my jewelry business before earlier in early years, and it wasn't successful. And it wasn't that I lacked passion or enthusiasm. I had excitement, enthusiasm, and I thought I had the commitment. But, see, real commitment means doing whatever is necessary to make it work, and I didn't have the education part of it. So I wasn't as committed as I thought I was. Committed means, you know, buying a ticket. You know, I was the only, you know, African-American person going to see Tom, what was his name? Tom Hopkins. That's his name. Tom Hopkins.
Uh-huh.
That's it. I was the only one sitting in that man's seminar. Paid my $99. I'm talking, Deborah, 20 years ago. Sitting in Tom Hopkins' seminar, and he taught me some system principles. But these are the things that people are not willing to do. People call me all the time, Dr. Lynn, I just need you to mentor me. Well, first, I want you to get this tape, listen to this, listen to that. Get, you know, and I even tell them my tapes to get. Well, no, I ain't not trying to do all that. I just want to talk. See? Wait. No. You have to be willing to do that. It's no shortcut. You can't microwave this thing. You need to have a system. So that's how they need to move from the hobby hustle stage into the business. They need a system of winning, and they must surround themselves with the right people in that right atmosphere, that right environment that will nurture and water success. It's crucial.
That is so crucial. You're right. The system is saving yourself time, energy, and money has to be in place.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, time, energy, and money. Yes.
So with that in mind, now, you know, you did talk a little bit about the event, and we are just honored, and I don't even want to go into it, to our awards speech, but I mean, just the fact that you've created systems and you've learned how to adapt to systems that were already in place. What would you say beyond endurance we need to have in place as business women to be able to be a legend in the business world like yourself today?
You know, it's hard to sum up into it's really hard to sum up in one word, but there's a few things that just pop right into my head right now. First of all, you know, having passion and compassion. Having passion for what you do and passion tied into purpose. Really, you want to talk about moving into a legend status, doing what God told you to do. That's it. Because that's where you will find all of your needs in that vision. God will give you the provision. So it's in the vision that he's given you. So you got to be lined up with God. You got to be lined up with God. And secondly, for me, you got to love people. I love people. I love people. I love my business partners. I mean, I truly, and they know that. I was thinking about that this morning. You know, sometimes I'm on a business call, Deborah, and I'm wild. I am. I get wound up. I'm liable to be rolling on the floor. I mean, who knows what I'm because I am. I believe. Let me tell you something. I believe so passionately about women having the opportunity to choose their lifestyle. I believe so passionately that it should not be up to any job to tell you that now we're going to let you go. And guess what? You could be in foreclosure of your house. I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I am so passionate that women have got to have their own finances in order to say what, how, and how much. You want to work on a job, it's because you want to work there, not because you need them. I want women so badly to be able – I mean, I want that so – Deborah, I want that thing so badly. Sometimes I'm on my calls. I get so emotional. My partners will tell you. I do because I want that thing. I feel that. I live that. I am that.
Right.
That's
right.
What I want them to get. And I don't want them to look at me and say, oh, but you just made it through. No, I made it through with tears. I made it through with a lot of disappointments, a whole lot of setbacks, but I refuse to give up. I was unstoppable. And still have to be unstoppable because it's easy right now to get comfortable. Deborah, it's easy. You know, I was last year really comfortable with the, you know, where we were with our consultant count. You know, we, believe it or not, we had 800, but we were rolling. We were doing all right. Everything was good. And I had to get shaken out of my comfort zone. Next thing you know, a year later, we are over 3,200 people. We were only in 13 states. We're in 33 states now. I mean, so sometimes you need a little jolt to get you out that comfort zone because I can even get comfortable because I too can get fearful and I can get comfortable, but I have to constantly challenge myself. That's why I try to hang around people who, you know, when I go to my direct selling association meetings, I love being in the groups with the people talking about, oh, yeah, well, we did $500 million. We're looking forward to hitting the $1 billion mark next year. I love talking to those people. I'm like,
that's
really?
Right. That's right.
What did
that's
you
right.
do? So I always right. put myself in position to hear the next level of thinking. Because you know what the problem is, Deborah? One of the things that we need to really address is that we are sometimes the biggest fish in our own pond.
And say that
you,
one more time. Say it. Break it down. Break it down.
Break it down. We are the biggest fish in our pond, which means
that's
that
the comfort zone.
That's it. So then everybody's looking up to you. Everybody's looking up to you. And if you are the biggest fish in the pond, then your pond is too small. Who are you looking at? See, so you think you think your thing is tight, you got it together. Well, we made $80,000 last year. No, we're going up to 110. Well, what about the $1 million? Well, no, we got it. We got our mortgage. We just got this $300,000 mortgage. Well, why did it have to be a mortgage? Why are we buying our houses debt-free? I do want to know that, but that's another subject for another show. But anyway, but that's what that's my thinking, though. That is honestly my thinking. Why do we always have to have a mortgage for everything? Why? You know, because this is the generation. This is the Joshua generation. God has given me a heavy revelation about the people who right now we are in the Joshua generation times. This means that these are the ones that's going to go and possess it. They are going to possess it, but you're going to have to be around the Joshuas and the Calebs, the people who say we are more than able. We are more than capable, and we'll go up in the place and put your foot on the neck of poverty and say what.
Come on.
Yeah, okay, calm down.
Come on. No, you didn't say what.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That's why I had to bring it back. Yes, I did say what.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's what you have to say to poverty. What? I mean, what? No, no, not here. Because a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. So we are the generation that's going to go and take it. And we're going to take it by force. We're going to go and we're going to do what we need to do. You know, that's why I want the people who align with me. I want debt-free houses. I want cars with no car notes. I want people making six figures a month. That's what I want. And that's what I'm working towards. I mean, that's a part of, but that's me. That's what I was created to do, was to create this distribution center. So I see that as clear as I am talking to you on this phone. I am so in tune with that. And that is why you've got to line up with people who've got that like vision and like mind. It is crucial to everything that we do that we have the like mind and the like. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
That's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. No, I'm
on a live radio show. People are knocking on my door.
That's all right. We know you with that. Well, you're busy. You're building an empire there, and we know that. That's why I said it's an honor to even have you take this time. And I want the listening audience to go ahead and call in 347-838-9278. Don't be afraid to ask a question. This is an opportunity, because the other thing I want to bring up here is we spend a lot of time asking family members, mama, like you mentioned, asking your mother. Yeah, your mother loves you. She's that nurturer for you, yes, and it's in your nature to listen to mama and daddy and big brother and even your cousin that's the accountant in the family. Mm-hmm. But he might work for Kaiser Permanente and is an accountant over there but knows nothing about running a business.
That's right.
And we continue to ask those individuals business questions. Well, you got someone like Dr. Tracy Lynn right here on the line. Y'all better ask. You better take advantage of this opportunity right now. Because
wait a minute, Deborah. Wait a minute. Hold on. We don't have anybody calling on the line.
Oh, I mean, they own the line, but I think they're so busy probably writing that they don't want to ask you a question.
Come on, y'all,
ask me. Oh yeah, here they're coming in now. Here they're coming in. We got a call here in Atlanta coming up. 928-770. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Hello, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Wonderful. This is Andrea Griggs. I host the show on Blog Talk Females with a Mission. And
yes, yes.
I'd like to say that your guest today is awesome.
Yes. That's an understatement, isn't it?
It is. That's an understatement. I think Cheryl's in the chat room saying she's bringing me to tears. I'm like, girl, I feel you. Because, you know, it's like you just summed up, Dr. Lynn, you have summed up everything that has been inside of me for the last 38 years.
Mm.
And I just want to tell you that, you know, Females with a Mission was birthed out of me wanting to do something different, to encourage women to pursue their dreams, to search after what they're passionate about, to pursue their purpose like nothing else. And I just had to call in and tell you that, you know, it was inspiring to hear you say the things that you're saying, because I'm thinking to myself, am I the only one on this earth that's crazy?
Right, right. Yeah. That's what you start to think, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You're saying to yourself, you know, I know God gave me something to do. This whole thing that's inside of me, it has to come out. It has to come forth. If I don't get it out, I'm going to die and nobody else is going to take hold of it, because it was just my purpose.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And I just believe that there are so many other women out there like me who feels like, you know, okay, I'm stuck in this 9-to-5. I'll never be able to pursue what I really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I dropped everything. I told my husband, I was like, look, all right, we moving? Okay, well, you got the bills, because I'm getting ready to quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, true enough, things haven't manifested yet. But I know that God is able. I know that God has placed a purpose in me. I know things are taking off with my show. I know I'm meeting those like-minded people that you say you need to meet and that you need to be connected to make things happen for yourself. People are starting to call me, and I don't even know how they got my information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that happens. That happens. Stay in that environment. So we thank you so much for calling in and keep listening to the show. And definitely stay tuned to Dr. Tracy Lynn, because she is definitely an awesome role model for us all.
Yes,
thank you for dialing in.
All
right.
Thank you for calling so much, and I wish you much success. And just remember, the more you get out there and do what God has told you to do, it may not manifest overnight, because, again, life will pay you any price you ask, but it's going to test you to see how bad you want it. And so it's a process. It's called process. In the system, there is a process. So you're going through your process, because when you go through that, you see how my testimony is so moving, because it's real. I am as real as you can imagine. If you say it sounds like that, it is like that. It's real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what your testimony is going to be, too. So hang in there, baby. The best is yet to come.
Awesome. 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 Thank you so much. We have time to go to another call here. Looks like a DC number. 202-872. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Dolores, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. I'm actually the owner and founder of the D.C. Fragrance Center. Hi, Deborah.
Hello. Hi, Dolores. Hi.
I am so excited to be on the line with you and Dr. Tracy, and I can't wait to see you at the summit, because you know I'll be there with bells on.
Yes, ma'am. We're excited about that. Do you have a question for Dr. Lynn today?
I have a question. It's actually a very small question. My business is actually moving along pretty good. It's a new business. I've only been doing this for about 7 years now, and I started this because I want to leave a legacy for my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's something, you know, I want to have something set up so that they can say, you know, my grandmama put this here. I don't have to go out and try to work a 9-to-5 because we got this.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, how can I get away from these negative people that are in my life? And I do want to include family members. I don't go out and socialize and party and hang out with my cousins and my sisters and stuff like I used to, because all they want to do is gossip and talk about other people and what they don't have. And it's frustrating to me. It's painful to me. If I can do what I'm doing with money that I've earned from my 9-to-5, and I just set this business up and did it because I had it in my mind that I am not going to retire from corporate America at 60, 70-something years old with no plan.
Right.
And
right.
I can't get away from them. Now they're calling me, telling me, well, how you get what you got? What did you do? Da 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 da.
So you want to know, just for time's sake, we got to keep it kind of short here. You want to know, how can you get away from those negative people that are family and friends?
Yes.
And we kind of talked about that earlier, but I know you might need to go back and catch the beginning of the show. Not might need. You do need to, girl, because I am myself.
Sure dealt with that. Yes, I dealt with that one.
Yes, she went into a detail. As soon as the show is over, you need to go back to the website
and
listen to it.
The divorce and some family members.
I'm going to catch that piece
because I talked about divorce and some family members. Yeah, so go back and catch that because that's serious. It's talking about getting delivered from people.
I am going to do that. I'm going to go back on the website because I'm in the office. I was kind of distracted, but that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yes, do that and get that piece. Let us know if that helps you.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. We only have about 10 minutes left in the show. When we come back, we definitely want to learn. I know you've got the new catalog that's coming out, and you could tell us more about what Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry has in store for the world this year. So we'll be right back. We have Dr. Tracy Lynn as our special guest today.
Do you feel like there's never enough time in the day? I have a laundry list of 20 things to do, and you still haven't done, the laundry. Are you at a crossroads in your life and just not certain what's your next step? Are you just overwhelmed and feel like you have lost, we are here to help. Compass Coaching is a personal development company for women. We help you find your path and bring balance to your life. Visit us today at www.mypathmylife.com. We have life coaching plans as low as $19 a month and take our free assessment. That's www.mypathmylife.com. Every woman deserves a coach.
Yes, we are live here on Wealthy Sisters with Dr. Tracy Lynn. We're here on the Blog Talk Network, and we are so excited that Dr. Lynn is the recipient of the Legends Award, and she is going to be receiving that Friday night, March 19th. We have none other than Tony Terry performing live. This is an awesome event. It's designed with you in mind. The next day, Saturday, we have 7 dynamic speakers. I tell you what, we're going over subjects as marketing, branding your business, top sales strategies, and so much more. We even got a cruise for 2 to the Bahamas that we're giving away. We have tons of other giveaways. Go to www.thewinnersummit.com and register today because registration closes Friday. Now, don't y'all drag your feet and miss out because I don't want to hear you say, oh, man, I should have been there because it is going to be the best event of the year. And Dr. Lynn, thank you again for being the recipient of this awesome award, the Legends Award, for us this year. We thank you, and it's an honor to have you there on Friday as well. And I know you said you wanted to share a few words when you receive your award with them too, huh?
Yeah, a few words. It's going to be a long week. You know, we're launching our new line that Saturday before. We're launching the new line then, and I know you're giving me an award. It's not Saturday is the big day, but we're gonna see what your time, what you say in terms of what I can say when I get up there. So I'm just excited. Now, that's why I wanted to take the time even today, and I'll come back again on the radio where we really have time to just explore all the things that we need to do to become and stay wealthy sisters. We want fruit that remains. And I am excited. Just like you said, we're launching our 9th catalog this coming Saturday in Delaware. Yep, it's our 9th one. So we're launching our 9th catalog this coming Saturday. So, of course, we are popping here at my corporate office, and everybody's working 7 days this week, and we worked 6 days last week. So it's like we're on full blast right now, but I still wanted to get this in. Also, we're on the Word Network now every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., so your listening audience can see Tracy Lynn Ministries. I'm on the Word every Tuesday morning
bringing the word at 7 o'clock, and that's another example of I said, Lord, I did that before. I had a television ministry, and I, you know, let it go. Was doing other things, and I when the Lord opened it back up and said it was time, I gave him every reason why I shouldn't do it, every reason why. And we get to that place because sometimes we only want to do what we want to do, and we forget the full purpose of our full mission. And you got to always stay true to that. Don't always want to do everything you want to do. Do everything that God called you to do, because there's joy in everything, and there's a reason for everything, and there is one thing will do something to the other thing, protect it, or it all moves in that same direction. And I'm grateful when you know your purpose and your reason for being. Usually, everything you do stems from that. From that major gift. And I would say this to the audience: work all your gifts this year. Work all your gifts. Every gift God gave you, work all your gifts this year.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Work all the gifts that you have. You know, work all the gifts. So they can find me on the website, TracyLynn.com, my corporate speaking website and my ministry site, and then I have TracyLynnJewelry.com. So, and it's
Tracy. Now, spell Tracy for us. Yes.
T-R-A-C-I. Yeah, TracyLynn.com or TracyLynnJewelry.com.
Now, I'm just going to say this. I've been in network marketing, the industry, over 20 years, and I'm not building now, but I will tell you, I encourage the listeners, you want to go in business, you're trying to find a way to go in business, and you're looking, I always encourage you to start with a network marketing opportunity because it's a great training ground.
Yes.
And I cannot think of a better company to be with where you have a president, an owner, a CEO, and founder that has a mission and a passion that you have. Because it's not just about them coming in and selling jewelry, obviously, with you at the helm of this company. You know, what else do they get by becoming a Tracy Lynn rep? Because it seems to be a lot of women who are excited about this business.
It is, because it's more than just jewelry. You know, we are a fashion, a personal development company disguised, you know, as fashion jewelry, because we get down to the total person. My mission is to create distribution centers and to encourage people to do everything that God has placed inside of them to do, which is not something that you find in direct selling companies. You know, you don't find that those two missions come together. You know, our mission is to pass the mic, to give people an opportunity, to motivate people, to inspire people, and to change financial futures. And for me to be right in the midst of it, I'm not the kind that my partners don't know me. They know me. They see me at their meetings, in D.C. You can look up at any given meeting, and I'm there. I went to the D.C. meeting for a whole year, a year and a half straight. Didn't miss a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, Delaware, 2 years with them. I mean, Philadelphia. I am wherever I can go. Now we're traveling. We've got this 20-city tour. We're going to all of our other states now. But I wanted to plant that foundation. That's why when we had 800, it wasn't that we couldn't have thousands. It was by choice, because I wanted to impart. That's the word. Impart the teaching, impart the knowledge, and give them that strength that they needed and the system, so that they would understand that to do and to go forth and do all that God has called them to do. So what does it do? It attracts people. Like, a lot of times they say in network marketing you have 30 days. That's, you know, that's the life of the person in the business. You've been in the business, in the industry, Deborah, and you've been around the block, so you know that industry. You know it's 30 days, 60, you know, possibly. And we have a retention rate of 233%, unheard of. Because they come in, they don't leave. Why? Because they're not getting this anywhere else. They need this. This is what people need to go ahead and do all the other things that God has called them to do.
That's
what we bring to the table. That's our unique. And the DSA wrote an article about us because they wanted to know what is this thing you all got going over here? What is this?
233%.
It's amazing.
Wow, that's the hardest thing right there in the business. You can get them excited and get them rolling, but to keep that retention rate, that's powerful. That's powerful. Yeah. So what are some of the other great things, I guess, that some of the top money earners, because, you know, you got those personalities of people that are interested in earning money, and they recognize that. You know, what are some of the great success stories of some of your top money earners?
Well, I would tell you this, too, really quickly. A lot of the success stories right now is we saved a lot of homes from foreclosure. You know, that's a huge success story to me. A lot of cars from being repoed, and a lot of homes from foreclosures. But, you know, it's so funny. It's just awesome to be in a ground floor group. One of our top money earners, I remember her first check was, you know, $8,000, and it went up to $12,000. We've seen $16,000. A month and plus. So those are the numbers that I'm trying to get all the top money earners to. But this is what we do at Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry. And hear this, Deborah, because, you know, a lot of people want to hear about the money, but listen to this philosophy. We chase the dream and not the money. And the reason we chase the dream, because the money will follow the dream. The money will begin to chase you as long as you are doing it the right way, you are ethical, you have integrity. That money will absolutely meet you there every single month, but you got to understand the mission behind why you're doing that. That goes for everybody out there, why you're doing whatever you're doing. You have to chase that dream and never just chase that money, because that money will be a fleeting thing. And, you know, there are people who do you have character or are you a con artist? I mean, so you have got to have character. You've got to have integrity, because if you do, you will get it and you will keep it. I want fruit that remains. So as we are building our leaders with character, with integrity, with structure, so when we get up to those numbers, when we get up to, you know, like the 16,000 and we get up to the 25,000 and I'm looking for the day of the 50,000, because think about it. It's ground floor. Deborah, you know what ground floor means. Ground floor. I know you've seen many companies that got 100,000+ representatives.
Yes.
Mary Kay has almost 2 million representatives.
Yes.
And here we are with 3,000 some odd representatives, and we have tripled our numbers in a year. So now we're about to hit something called hypergrowth, and that's why people want to be on this ground floor, because it's going to be a quick work. You're going to turn around and see somebody who's making 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 a month, and they're going to be at 45,000. Then they'll be at $100,000 a month. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. We see it. We know it's happening. So they can go to TracyLynnJewelry.com.
Yes.
Is there a phone number that they can reach the company at as well?
Yes they can. It's 302 area code. Our corporate office is in Delaware. 302-762-3321. So that's 302-762-3321.
All right, and if they dial that number and they don't know a representative, they can be directed to someone that
Absolutely.
They can partner up with.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And we will connect them. You know, we've got partners. That's what we call them. We've got some phenomenal women, and that is, you know, that's one of my secrets of success, the people that I align myself up with. God has blessed me, Deborah, with some phenomenal, powerful, powerful women, and I am so grateful to be in business. So make sure I said that number right, 762-3321, right? Isn't that what I said, 302?
That's right, that's right.
Okay, 3321.
Beautiful.
So, yes.
Yeah, so beautiful.
We'll connect them with someone.
All right. Well, this has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters with the phenomenal Dr. Tracy Lynn. We encourage you to go back and listen to the show, www.wealthysisters.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Lynn, for being who you are. Keep moving. Keep inspiring us. We are right here listening and tuning into you. And when they go to your website, they can get some of your CDs that you all need to order, those CDs that she has. And I know you got a book coming out. You're featured in our book that's coming out as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
definitely support. We want to support continuously what you're doing
as you continue to
lift us and by your example. So thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
An awesome day. Tune
thank
in
you
next
so
week. tune in next week to our special guest will be Miss Catherine Freeland. Catherine Freeland is multimillionaire entrepreneur, sold her business for $30 million. She's in the process of doing it again. And tune in. She's going to be sharing that with us next week. Again, this has been Wealthy Sisters. I'm Deborah Hartnett. Continue to have an awesome day.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, positive, progressive, wealthy sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. See you next time.
How to have fun, anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.